Well, GWS are still reeling from the appeal process last night in the world of AFL. Toby Green, he rolled the dice but got no rewards whatsoever. Toby Green will be missing for GWS up against Collingwood. They're the rank outsiders now, so no Green, no Cornelio, no Whitfield. Can they still win? We thought we'd ask Shane Crawford, Brownlow medalist and also premiership winning player with Hawthorn, obviously. G'day, Shane.
Morning, Terry. Morning, Laurie. I still think there's a little bit of hope, although their record without Whitfield and Green in the side at the same time is horrendous. So, yes, hope's slowly fading, but you know, it's a game. So who knows what they may bring. They've been very good. You know, they really took it to Brisbane and they were very good against the Bulldogs, who I thought were the informed side. So there's still a chance. They've played in a few prelims before. Be nice to beat Collingwood. I think they'd love to do that. So, yeah, there's still a little bit of hope.
Should he have been suspended, Shane? Toby?
No, absolutely not. I couldn't believe it. Like, I really couldn't. I thought, no, he'd definitely get off. He'll definitely get off. Make a bit of noise around it. So, yeah, very unlucky. I thought the AFL were on GWS's side. Surely they could pull a few strings. But, unfortunately, they're just going to have to try and win and get him ready for the grand final.
Here's one for you, Croft. I'm probably with you that he shouldn't have been suspended this week.
Yep.
But should he have been suspended the week before? That incident looked worse on the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it definitely was when you look at it. So whether or not there's a bit of a carry-on. I know Toby hasn't got a great record, but you know what? I love him as a footballer because he's obviously got that white line fever. He gets in there. No matter what's happening from week to week, he stands up for his players, he stands up for himself, and I love that. So I'm sure GWS love it as well, but I'm sure they're extremely disappointed not having him out this week. But the thing is, do you know what? Sometimes these things happen. You can actually galvanise together and go, right, okay, the whole world's against us, and they can come out and hopefully perform well.
What do they have to do to shut Collingwood down, Crawf?
Brodie Grundy, the ruckman. I really fear for Shane Mumford going up against him. He's just an endurance beast. He's averaged 41 hitouts all year and 21 possessions around the ground, which is incredible for a ruckman. So they brought in Lachie O'Keefe, you know, obviously to try and double team him, but I still don't think that's enough. He's going to give first use to the Collingwood players, and then he becomes an on-baller himself. So somehow got to take him out of the game. So someone to run through him early and take him out of the game. I think that's the only way they can win.
Can you give us your view, mate, on GWS? And the second part of that is, will Victorians cheer for GWS against Collingwood if you don't support Collingwood?
Oh, 100%, yeah. The whole Australian public, if they don't bear it for Collingwood, they'll be definitely all for GWS. Yeah, and even now that they're the underdogs, you know, I think everyone starts to go, oh, okay, well, we're going to back Barry for GWS. They're the underdogs. Everything's against them. They've never made a grand final before. So, yes, it'll be a very interesting Saturday afternoon. But I just think Collingwood are going to be too good. They're a very good team, Collingwood. They use the ball really well when they do get it in their hands. Their midfield's very strong. And I just think you'll see Collingwood make the grand final.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for the Giants. No Toby Green, no Lachie Whitfield, no Stephen Cornelio. Callum Ward was out for the majority of the season, so they got a couple of their big-name players missing. But what about tonight's contest at the G? Richmond up against Geelong. Chris Scott saying that Richmond aren't as good a team as they were last year.
Yeah, well, if you look at their second half, I think they've been amazing. And the first half this year, they've had to play all the young kids. So they did such a great job just to stay in touch. And look, Geelong defensively are very, very good. They set up, they've got a team that have played a lot of footy together. So defensively, they structure up really well. They block the holes where, you know, the opposition players and the team want to come through. And no team really kicks a big score. That's why I think this match, it's not going to be a big blowout. It's going to be, you know, sort of neck and neck for a while. But I think Richmond are just too good. I really do. They've just got so much running power. They've just really clicked into fourth gear. And I just think Richmond are just going to get the job done. Not only this week, they'll go on and they'll just win the grand final. It's all roads lead to Tigerland and down Swan Street, Richmond. It's going to be Richmond not only this weekend, but next weekend as well. And I've had to think of about a little wager for you guys.
I
want everyone
to
win.
We love it. Yeah, we love
I want everyone
wager.
To win. Mm. So I think tonight's match with Richmond Geelong, go Richmond to win 1-39, so that's about 2-1. And then roll it all in, a multi, into the Tigers to win the flag at about 2-20. So that's 4-20. Go and have a couple of thousand on that.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty good final series. I think Richmond are just going to win everything.
Hey, Crawf, I need to tell you this, mate. Like, you know what happens off air should stay off air.
Oh, what have I done now?
But my co-host said to me, he goes, what about Crawf? I said, what about him? He said, for the punters club. He said, we can't lose. We need to load up on who was it?
I think it was the...
In the first week of the finals, you
the
said...
Bulldogs.
Oh, Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. You steered him. Yeah. You steered him down the wrong path. Jeez, he gave it to you. He said, oh, I had four legs. He said, the one I missed out on was Crawf. He said, they couldn't lose. I'll never follow him again.
No, very disappointing. Although I did push Geelong pretty hard last week because I just thought they were going to show a bit of fight and they got up and won. But, I'm a Richmond man. I really just think everything is humming along at the moment. All their good players are back into the team. They've got a couple of really key forwards. Their defensive end is holding up extremely well. And they're playing on their home deck. I just think Richmond are going to win their second flag in a couple of years.
That's a good effort by Richmond with no Alex Rance as well. I mean, he got injured early in the season. He's regarded as the best defender in the game, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Dylan Grimes is down there sort of playing a similar role where he plays a shutdown, but he also comes off his opponent and gets into the right spots. But they also got Nick Bloston down there and Basha Hawley, who creates a lot of runs. So, yeah, they've just... And I think that's just a sign of a great team. I was lucky enough. Damien Hardwick was an assistant coach at Hawthorn for 4 years when I was there. And I think he learned under Alistair Clarkson that, you know, you can't set up your team where you rely on one or two to get the job. You've got to have a real flexible team, and that can change at any moment of the game. And watching what he's done over the last few years, he's just allowed the players to play with a bit of freedom, but he's still given them great structure and great flexibility. And, that's why they're a great side.
Good on you, Crawf. I'd love to say Laurie was lying about that multi I had.
He hammered you, Crawf. He absolutely hammered you.
Well, you're not wrong, because that was the only one I was confident on the first week of the final.
Mate, it's tough being a critic, I can tell you. Good on you, Crawf.
See you later, bud.